familiar, Smash Time Radio. Fabulous is here.
Yes.
It's Fab Time.
All right, so being the self-proclaimed king of all girls, man, how many women would you say you slayed in your career, buddy?
I don't want to slap my name or anything, but I, you
but
know
I mean,
what I'm saying?
The king I do. Of girls.
I'm not
going to
put a number in it because of that, you know what I mean? The king of girls never puts a number on it. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
Well, you've had your fair share of women. Can we just agree to that?
I've had my taste.
My taste. So being with so many women, dude, like, you know, it's a scary world out there. There's a lot of diseases. Has Fabulous ever caught an STD?
Fortunately, I've never had an STD.
Well, let's give that a round of applause.
You know.
Fabulous condones keeping it strapped. Being with so many women, dude, if you did catch an STD, would you know who you caught it from? Would you be like, damn, dude, I don't even know who gave this to me, dude. Who gave me crabs?
Like, even if I'm dealing with a certain girl or a handful of girls at a time, I would know who. I still keep a leash on everything.
I think we should applaud you dealing with a handful of girls at one time. That deserves a round of applause.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So let me ask you this. Being such a ladies' man, has it ever gotten in the way of your relationship with, say, one of your rap pals? Has another rapper ever brought a girl to the studio and maybe come do a record with you? And then a girl, you could tell the girl starts liking you and starts making it weird in there.
That happens sometimes. Yeah. You have to warm a girl up to just like, you can't just say, all right, I just met this girl last hour. I'm going to bring her to do this radio show with me with Fabulous.
I'm going to bring her by the king of girls.
Yeah.
So are you respectful of other guys? Like, if you know that
if
she's with
my man, like if it's somebody real close to me, I wouldn't jeopardize our friendship. You, I would take your girl. So,
man, this interview's over. I'm out of here.